Okay, now we are about ready to get started. Can everybody hear me in the back? How's the sound in this place? Pretty good? Excellent. You can thank IPR for that. And probably my first thank you goes to IPR, David Castleman. And Brock is our sound guy in the back. If we could have a hand for Brock for setting this up. We're going to start with the commissioner candidates, you guys, which has been a tradition. This is, I think, our fourth. Is that right, Amy? Our fourth?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're.
Okay. Well, it's just a pleasure for us to be able to do this and be a part of it for the community. So we'll have commissioner candidates come up. We'll give them the microphone, let them go. Amy is probably not going to be too hard on them, but we would like you to keep under 2 minutes. Let me start with on the sheet that I gave out. We had some guidelines for conduct, which is probably not going to be a problem, but given what's happening maybe on national stages, maybe it's good to go through. We wrote, keep foremost in our actions and deeds that we are citizens of this great peninsula and this great country. We disagree on issues because our American heritage has brought together so many people of varied backgrounds who hold so many points of view. Let's be respectful of the views of others, as that too is our heritage and something worthy of preserving for future generations. Perhaps we could start with a Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible for all.
I get ahead. Thank you. All right. County Commission candidates, this is an opportunity to address your, on your behalf, a future constituents. I just went right down the districts from 1 through 7, and we'll start with District 1, but I don't know if Tony Ansorge is here. He's running unopposed. I'm shocked he isn't, only because every place I go, Tony Ansorge is there. So, Tony is not here, and he's running unopposed, so that certainly makes sense. In District number 2, we have Deb Rushton and Dana Getzinger. Deb, could you come up and please address your constituents and fellow county residents?
Dana and I had a conversation just before the meeting started, and I told her, I said, you know, District 1's not here. I said, so there's a good chance District 2's going to come up first. And she said, well, I hope you go first. And I said, oh, no, I hope you go first, because nobody really likes to talk to the general public. My name is Deb Rushton. I am the sitting commissioner for District 2. And I have been in that position now for 4 years. I'm married. My husband's name is Gary. And like you all, I have children and grandchildren that I love dearly. Our family first came to Leelanau County in 1863, and they began here, like many others, as farmers. In 1980, my husband and I decided we were gonna stay here, raise our children. We opened our dental laboratory in 1980, and shortly thereafter, took over the family boat and RV storage business. We've seen a lot of changes in our county, and we all know there are more changes to come. But I wanted to let you know that preserving our way of life and preserving our heritage and our traditions are very important to me. I just want to say right now, Leelanau County is the envy of many other counties due to our fiscal responsibility. We, as commissioners, have prided ourselves on keeping spending taxpayer dollars wisely, and that is my continued goal, is to deliver services at the best cost to our citizens. And thank you. And thank you, Alan and
David,
for putting this on. And Dana, you'll do just fine. Thank you.
Hi, can you hear me? Hi, my name is Dana Getzinger, but everybody calls me Sam. And it's true, Deb and I were over there and I was really praying that she would have to go first. And I think all of us are here tonight for one reason, and that's because we love Leelanau County. So sometimes I see folks and we kind of don't talk to each other or look at each other because we might be from different parties. And it's nice to see that this evening that's not true. And I really hope that that's the kind of county that we continue into the future. The only reason I'm running is because I care about the future. I've been married for 43 years to this handsome man right there. He's a cabinet maker, and if ever you need any beautiful furniture, you should give him a call. I'm a retired educator of 31 years of service. I dreaded retiring because I was the kind of teacher that spent 10 and 12 hours a day at school. I also love research, and I would read research and then apply it in my classroom. And that's what I hope to bring to the county should I be elected. I like to look at various counties and see how they're making things work. And I think three things we need to work on in this county, and that is affordable housing, early childhood education, and accessible Wi-Fi. Those are things I would like to work on, and I have 30 seconds left. So goodbye, and good luck to the next person.
Thank you, Dana. I haven't seen Will Bunnick. This is district number 3. Is Will Bunnick here? He is the incumbent district number 3 rep. And the other person I haven't seen is Dean Robb. And it looks like there's a lot of things going on tonight, and I've heard from some candidates explaining that. There's a chamber, their annual dinner is tonight. There was one other event, I can't remember, right here in the county that was very important to some folks, so I completely understand. We are lucky in District 4, lucky enough to have Mr. Ty Wessel. He is the incumbent for District number 4. Ty.
Thank you. Thanks to the Enterprise, and thanks to IPR Radio.
My name is Ty Wessel, and before I introduce myself, Dana is an award-winning kindergarten teacher, and Peachy, who's out in California today to take care of her her mother's possessions. Her mother just passed away, but sent Dana a message and said, just think of them as kindergarten students. I hold the distinction of being the oldest county commissioner on the commission. And I'm running for re-election. I have had a ball the last 2 years. Some days were more fun than others. But I will tell you that despite what you read in the Enterprise, we work pretty well together, all of us. And I think we've done some pretty good things. We're all proud, and we were all together on a balanced budget, I think a fiscally responsible budget. We were together on a capital improvement plan. We were together on most of the details on a 911 and new system. We were together just last week, 7-0, on saying we needed high-speed broadband throughout the county. So we've agreed on a lot, but the news is when we disagree. And we have had some disagreements, and I think we've had some lost opportunities. One of the lost opportunities is I think the county has a role that they could play in workforce and affordable housing, not to build the buildings, but at least to be a partner with investors and with local governments and with state governments. So that's a lost opportunity. I think we've lost some things in terms of economic development, although every commissioner supports economic development in some way. I'm looking forward to 2 more years. It's been a ball, and I enjoy serving the people from Leelanau Township and the northern part of Suttons Bay Township. My last pitch is we have over 1,000 people that have taken the survey for the expansion of the broadband in Leland County. And I'm going to put these cards on the table here. And if you'd like to participate in that survey, the more people that respond to that survey that's being sponsored by the Leland Peninsula Economic Foundation, the easier case we're going to have to promote broadband to investors in this county. Thank you.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate it. So the cards are right here. I have not seen Tom Van Pelt. Have you seen him, Ty? I haven't seen him either. So Tom Van Pelt is the challenger in District number 4, and he is not here tonight. I do know in District number, well, I got this in the wrong order, so it should be Patricia Sotis Little, but I think she went to the chamber dinner tonight, as I recall. So I don't think that she is here. Dale Schaub, who is running for District 4 or District 5, and that is Leland and Centerville Townships, Dale is here, and I would welcome Dale to come up, please.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, mm-hmm. David. And thank all of you for coming tonight. It's been a gorgeous couple of days that we've had here, so I've been outside working and enjoying them as well. As Alan said, I am running for county commissioner for District number 5, Leland and Centerville Townships. As a commissioner, I will work hard to represent those in the Centerville and Leland, as well as everyone in Leland County, with honesty, truthfulness, as well as being trustworthy and the use of good common sense. As a commissioner, there's a few things I'd like to strive for. I'm not going there with an agenda. It's just things I'd like to strive to work together with the other commissioners. A would be a balanced budget. B would be to protect the mandated services for all of our citizens in Leonel County. And to lower our county debt, as Deb Rushton said, that we are one of the few counties in the state that actually people really look at us, see what we're doing here because of our the way we are operating, fiscally responsible. And D, to sanctify the preservation of Leonel County for years to come. My ancestors settled here, and this is my home. Leonel County is my home. I choose to live here, work here, and raise my family here. And for those that are here in my district, I ask for your vote on November 8th. Thank you.
And thank you, Dale. In District number 6, which is this district in Glen Arbor and Empire and Cleveland Townships, I believe, Peachy is not here. However, she did text us. Is that right, Amy? Was something, she's, as mentioned earlier by Ty, she's in California. So she does have something she would like us to say on her behalf to the audience.
I should have brought my glasses. I'm out of town and regret not being able to participate this evening. I've served with honor for the past 2 terms as the county commissioner representing Empire, Glen Arbor, and Cleveland Townships. My main objective is to be of service to the citizens. I will continue to work hard on giving you fair decisions and honest representation, keep the county in good fiscal shape, protect the environment, and listen to your needs. I've been a 29-year resident. We lived in Empire Township for 4 years and the past 25 in Glen Arbor Township. My husband, John, and I have been married 45 years. Together, we owned and operated La Vacasse restaurant for 18 years. I'm a graduate of Michigan State University and hold a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Ecology. I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
There you go. Did you get a time on that, Patty? Did you? Casey Noonan is is running against Peachy in District Number 6, and I do know Casey is here. Welcome, Casey. I don't think Casey has been too involved in politics, so this is the first time for a microphone. There you go.
Thank you, Alan. As he said, my name is Casey Noon. I have had a small political career. I am currently the chairman of the Empire Township Zoning Board of Appeals. I've been on that board for almost 4 years now. I'm 28 years old and I've lived in Leelanau County all of my life. I've been married to my wife, Becca, for 4 years, and together we have one son, Owen. I graduated from Glen Lake High School in 2006 and went to Michigan State University, where I received a certificate in beef management. Upon completing college, I returned to our family's farming operation and have worked there full-time for the past 9 years. As a commissioner, I hope to bring unity, sound decision-making, and a willingness to work together as a whole board, not two separate parties. I promise to work hard and be a voice for everyone in our community. I bring forward no political agenda, only a clear mind and an eagerness to work hard to ensure a bright future for Leelanau County. Thank you.
Thank you. In District Number 7, I think the longest serving county commissioner is Melinda Lautner, and we welcome her.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan, for this debate, and Dave, also from HPR. This is my favorite debate, it always has been, even though we don't get to sit up here, which is I would like to do. I would like to thank you for the Pledge of Allegiance. I thought that was just a wonderful touch, as it always is. Interestingly enough, I liked what I didn't realize that Deb's family has been in the county that long. In 1873, I was trying to count back greats quickly, and I think it was my great-great-great-grandparents were running the boarding house in Grellickville that year. So I want to do a little research and see if perhaps my family waited on Deb's family back then. Ty had some very, very great points, I thought, about how our board works. Thank you for that, Ty. It's kind of interesting sitting next to Ty. Ty always brings his own coffee, and I'm very suspicious why. And he doesn't share that coffee, and I keep asking him about that coffee. I represent Solon and Casson Township, down on the border of Leelanau County. We live down on my husband's family farm. It's been in the family since around 1873. We also farm across the county line into Grand Traverse County in Long Lake Township. We have four children. All of them live around here. All of them are in the county. My daughter married a family out of Maple City, and they live on his family farm, which is as old as ours, in Maple City. We have one daughter down in Lake Ann, making plans to build on our farm in the future up in Solon Township. I am watching Amy with this time. We've been working hard on the budget, on the financial responsibilities, all the mandated services in Leelanau County. We take great pride in what we do in Leelanau County, and thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Melinda. Also running for the District 7 seat is John O'Neill.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased that you're doing this, and I'm pleased that you all came. I'm running for County Commission because I have a passion for service. My wife and I moved to the county in 1979 to work at the lab at Woodcock's Restaurant, which we transformed into the Labacas Restaurant. So I know, and we worked there 10 years, a sous chef and helped managing the place. I know what goes into running a small business and how hard that is. Because it was seasonal, I also know how difficult it is to support a family in the off season. And I did everything from cleaning house and toilets up at the homestead to waiting tables at Sugarloaf, which unfortunately has been closed for the last 16 years, and God willing, will open soon. But it's even harder now. Some families are spending as much as, I believe it's 70% of their income on transportation and housing. This will not get better if we ignore it. And my coming in from outside and seeing this doesn't mean I love Leon County any less, but it means I have a perspective that I bring that's very, very important. Also, I directed nonprofits for 11 years, 14 years total in housing, and I, including serving homeless veterans. When I was doing that, half of the homeless people were veterans. Many others were working people, but who could not afford to a place to live. So I had the experience. I was blessed to be the first director of Habitat for Humanity in the area, and I also worked with MISHTA programs. I know how hard it is to develop housing, but I also have the skills and the knowledge so how to bring that here. We have to identify it as a priority. We have to work with businesses and nonprofits to make it possible. Also, all of this can be done fiscally responsibly. We need to keep the budget, take care of that, and we need to look at business infrastructure so we can develop year-round jobs for the benefit of all of us. Schools are dropping in enrollment, businesses can't find workers, families are going without adequate housing, and seniors can't find. I have a passion for this, and I'll do a good job if you elect me. Thank you.
Thank you, John. We've never had township candidates speak during this. However, if you've ever talked to Clerk Bonnie Quick from Glen Arbor Township, she asked, can we have some Glen Arbor Township candidates speak? And, you know, if Bonnie's ever asked you something, you just kind of shake your head and say, yeah, that's a great idea, Bonnie. And so tonight, we have some candidates from Glen Arbor Township. I know for supervisor, I see Mr. Hawley in the back. So the one candidate for supervisor is Robert Hawley. And please come forward. And Mr. Hawley is a former county board chair, so he is familiar with speaking in microphones.
You have to remember, we didn't get the microphones when I was on the board. That didn't come until after I left. So. But thank you for having us here. I'll make this brief. My name is Bob Hawley. I've had the distinct honor of serving this community in one way or another for almost 25 years. My experience includes a stint on the township board. I was zoning administrator for 12 or 14 years. I've served on the Economic Development Commission. I was a founding member of Leelanau Clean Water. I've been a firefighter in the Glen Lake Fire Department, and I would be honored if this community would choose me as the supervisor for the next 4 years. So hopefully you'll all come out and vote on November 8th, and thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Also running for supervisor is Peter Van Noort. Peter could not be here. He did email me something he wanted me to read, and it says, Peter Van Noort, a candidate for Elmwood Township Supervisor, could not be here as he had a prior commitment to support a granddaughter at her school's Grandparents' Day in the state of Washington. You got to have priorities. I understand that one. So, anyways, Bruce Wagner is standing in for Peter, who is sorry to not be able to be here. And you've probably seen Bruce, maybe. If you haven't, he's walking around and has some material for Mr. Van Noort. And he is running as an independent. And Mr. Hawley is running as a Republican for that post. Now for trustees, I don't know who is here for trustees. So help me out, if you will. I do have a list here. Mr. Donald Lewis, are you here running for trustee? And John, is John Pepler here? Okay. And John Lesperance. Have I got the right? Okay. Okay. Very good. Those, all three of those candidates are running for trustee. There's room for two of them on the township board. So three running for two spots. We're going to take a little break now so we can go through some of the questions, get ready for the state house candidates, let them adjust to their seats, And before we do, and before I forget, I think everyone here shares this with me, I just want to talk a little bit about my gratitude for these candidates for running for office. I mean, I know most of them, and you guys know them too, and it's not easy. You put yourself on the line. These are positions that don't pay much. In some respects, for the trustee, it's hardly worth showing up if you went by the money. But I think it shows a love for this county and a love for this country and our systems, our political systems, and making them work that brings folks out and makes and has them run for office. And I'd like to, if we could, give a big hand for these folks for the courage that they show for running for these local offices. The star is now pie and ice cream, guys. If you can give us a minute, we'll go through the questions. Thank you. Because everyone's running out at the end, let me go through some thanks. Of course, to IPR. I've got to ask, David, do you know when this will be broadcast?
Not yet, but it'll be on the website very soon, tomorrow morning.
And we'll have it on our website at leonawnews.com also. Did I tell you that, David? I meant to. Of course, thank you to Glen Arbor Township for use of this hall, which they allow for us. They reserve it for us. And I got to say, I don't think there's a better venue across the nation than this hall. Its look. Maybe I'm hometown. I don't know. But this place looks like it should have a forum in it. My Leonel Enterprise staffers, we have Amy has got the phone going, Patty, who's covering and helping, and they sure make this thing. So, Brock, I already mentioned, David Castleman, I already mentioned, my wife and son, he looks a little like me, I'm told. I'm not sure where the connection was, but thank you so much. My wife organized as far as getting this thing all laid out, and she did a fantastic job. And the candidates themselves, who agreed to this a long time ago, way back, I think, in August, when there was a lot of questions about, you know, who's going to have forums, who isn't going to have forums, and there was some jockeying, and I got to say that they just said, okay, we're going to come, and for that, I'm very appreciative. So, thank you. David will ask a question, then I'll ask a question. We have a couple questions from the audience that we're hopeful the authors of those will come up. And we'll decide, us in charge, you know, but anyways, we'll explain as we're asking a question, whether it be 1 minute or 2 minute. We're pretty loose on this. If you think you need more time, let us know. Our goal, and I think that's that this is the most important thing, is to assure some fairness between our candidates. And our secondary goal, or perhaps primary, is so that you, the audience, get a feel for who we have before us and who we'll be voting for in a couple weeks. So with that, David, go ahead if you would like to start.
We're going to start with a two-minute opening statement from both of you, and we'll start with Dan Scripps.
Well, thank you, David, and thank you to Alan and the Leelanau Enterprise and Interlochen Public Radio, and thanks to all of you for being here and being active participants in our democracy, this ongoing experiment that we've had since 1776. So thank you. My name is Dan Scripps. I live in Northport with my wife, Jamie, and our sons, Jack and Nickel. You probably saw them or at least heard them earlier tonight if you were here early enough. I previously represented this district in 2009 and 10, but prior to being elected, I worked with the Leelanau Conservancy to help develop their farmability program, helping farmers keep their land and agricultural production and ultimately pass it on to future generations. And I've also worked on a number of political campaigns. During my time in the House, I chaired the Banking Committee, worked to spur job creation, support local schools, protect the Great Lakes, and make government more open and transparent and serve the people that it's supposed to. I voted against every cut to education while championing fairness in the school funding formula. And in tough times, I worked to lead by example, cutting my own pay by 10% and eliminating lifetime health care for lawmakers, changes that save taxpayers $5 million, actually more than that each year. And I think the first job of a representative is to listen. And so I held coffee hours in every county every single month, more than 100 coffee hours in town halls overall. After leaving the legislature, I've worked as an energy lawyer on some of the biggest projects in the world. And for the last 4 years, I've led a group of businesses, of advanced energy companies, who are investing in creating jobs here in Michigan, in one of the fastest growing sectors we have. I'm running for state representative because we need a state government that puts people first, not the special interests. And I believe I can put my experience in both the public and private sectors to work and make sure that our local voices are heard. So thanks for being here. I look forward to a good discussion.
Kurt Vanderwall.
Well, thank you very much. I want to first of all thank the Leelanau Enterprise, Alan, David from IPR, and all of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here this evening. My name is Kurt Vanderwall, and I am running for state representative and would like to represent you here in the 101st. I'm married to my wife, Diane, for 32 years, and we have four children. The oldest is 26, daughter 22, and my youngest, that's 21. We have lived in the area for 33 years. I moved up from Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the grocery business, worked for Eberhard Foods, and then for Prevost Family Markets. Currently, I am a small business owner. I own a lawn fertilization, weed control, and pest control company. And I feel very fortunate to be able to employ quite a few people in our area. I've had several opportunities to leave Mason County during my 33 years there with the grocery industry and owning my own business, but I felt that it was extremely important that I remain in the area and sacrifice some of those opportunities to move on to a bigger career and stay and raise my children locally in our district. I serve on several nonprofit boards. One board I serve as president, which is a women's shelter called the Jericho House. I also serve on several nonprofit boards for United Way that assist in funding for those that are less fortunate and those that are battling to heat their homes. This is truly my home. I want to represent you in Lansing with your values that we instill here in the 101st, and that is why I am running for state representative, and thank you all for being here.
We've had some questions from the audience about the presidential election, and obviously that's a big thing right now, and folks are talking about it. And I guess you can take that issue as low as you want to go. However, my question, which I think kind of brings together some of these, is and maybe on a positive side, you guys go where you want. What attributes do you admire about the candidate your party has nominated for president? And let me see, we go with Mr. Vanderwall first.
Well, thank you for the question. I appreciate that. Recently, there's been a lot of things in the news, and I think we understand that both candidates are...
I'm sorry, 2 minutes. Time, guys, straighten me up on that if I don't say that.
That's all right. Well, thank you again. Recently in the news, it's been pretty crazy. We understand that. We also understand that both candidates have some flaws and some things that we probably aren't happy with. However, I do want to state that after hearing what I heard a week ago, as a father and as a husband, I was sickened by what Mr. Trump said. However, I do feel that Mr. Trump does offer some great business leadership, some opportunities for us to take us out of a debt that continues to spiral out of control under the current leadership. But I'm really more concerned with Michigan and the 101st. I think we need to understand that it's more important that right now, that as a candidate for House Representative, that we work on our district and make sure that we take care of it. We need to work to make sure that we reduce the regulations and the burdensome strings that control and take the opportunities away from our small business owner, our farmers, which doesn't allow them to hire more people, which hurts our industry and hurts our area. We have to understand also as a commissioner, which I currently am, that we have always had to work across the aisle inside our district. So whoever is president, whoever is elected for the House of Representatives, I have no problem representing and working for them, because the voice that I'm going to hear is the voice of the 101st, and we have to understand that that's what I'm taking back to Lansing to make sure that we take care of. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Want me to repeat the question?
No, I got it. Okay. You know, I think you can tell a lot about somebody by sort of the first thing that they do in life and where they start their career. And for me, looking at, you know, over the course of her life in public service, the fact that graduating from Yale Law School, Hillary Clinton decided to go work on children's issues and families issues as an attorney for the Children's Defense Fund tells me an awful lot. It tells me that, you know, unlimited opportunities at that point, but going to work instead of the largest paycheck that she could find, going to work on issues that she was passionate about, improving the lives of the youngest people and building a better future for them. And, you know, I think, you know, there are no perfect people in politics. I certainly am not one. But over the course of her career, I think when you look at the Children's Health Insurance Program and the work that she's done and the global stage as Secretary of State, the work that she did as a U.S. Senator, I think one of the themes that she keeps coming back to is children's issues. And you know, both as the father of two little ones, but also somebody who's spent a fair amount of time, you know, as a board member of the Leelanau Children's Center, working on children's issues and education issues in the legislature, that's something that I've got a lot of respect for. And so you wanted me to say something positive, and there it is.
Thank you.
All right, we'll start with Mr. Scripps on this question. Earlier this year, a state audit came out that sharply criticized the Grand Rapids nursing home for veterans. According to the report, some allegations of abuse went uninvestigated, and staff actually made false reports, according to the allegations, that they checked up on patients when they actually didn't. What more do we need to do for veterans in Michigan? And please be specific. And let's, a minute.
Yeah, that's fine. I was outraged and shocked by that report. And it wasn't just some. It was 90% of the time abuse and neglect claims weren't being followed up on. 80% of the time they were short-staffed. 50% of the time they were fudging the numbers and cooking the books. So it was clearly an endemic problem. And I think it flowed directly from a decision, a short-sighted decision by the legislature to outsource nursing care, try and save a few bucks, but putting the care of our veterans at risk. I think we need to fund our veteran services better. We're 51st in the country. We're dead last, 50 states in the District of Columbia, 51st in the resources that we put towards veterans. And that's just shameful. I think it's a sad indictment of our priorities. I know there are other things, including a new commission that's looking at increasing the number of homes that we have in the state and addressing some of the other challenges that were uncovered. I think that can be a good thing, but I don't think, you know, we can have a conversation about everything that needs to happen, but we've got to put some dollars behind it. And I think budgets often are a reflection of our values and our priorities, and this is one where we've fallen way short.
Mr. Vanderwall.
Thank you. Well, as we know, veterans and veteran hospitals have been in the news a lot lately, and it's a great concern. First off, we have to understand that currently, as I've been knocking on doors and talking with a lot of folks, especially a lot of veterans, as I've knocked on doors, they go for months waiting to be able to get in to be seen. It's very evident that we have to take this opportunity to change the system, and it's a radical change that we need to make. And that change has to be that we allow those to visit any hospital they need to go to be able to be serviced properly and taken care of on a timely basis. This can be a life or death situation for veterans. There are ways that we can do that. There's ways that can be done. The federal government needs to step in. We need to make sure that we step in on a state issue and work within those organizations and in that opportunity to make sure our veterans are properly cared for, they get what necessary treatments they do on a timely basis so that they don't end up on the street, sick, or worse off, pass away. Thank you.
Thank you. Will Rogers said, politics has got so expensive that it takes lots of money to even get beat with. How much money, and this would start with Mr. Vanderwall, how much money has your campaign raised for your election, and would you give me your three biggest contributors and how much they have given?
Hmm. Well, that's a really good question, Alan.
I'm sorry. Just 1 minute on that.
One minute. I really, to be honest with you, can tell you that I've had several large contributors, and I guess if you want to go into, I guess you're driving at, are you looking for outside groups that are funding, or are you looking for personal? I've had many people that have given me their maximum amount. I've also had several organizations that felt that I followed what they desired, and they felt that my views and my policies would best fit them. One was Farm Bureau, and as most people understand, I'm a very avid person when it comes to promoting agriculture in our district. It is the heart and blood of a lot of our employment. We need to make sure that we have that. Michigan Chamber, partially because I'm a very active person in the Ludington area, been a member of our chamber for years, and it promoted our area very well. Those are probably my two largest ones, and then there's a lot of little teeny ones that fall in behind.
Thank you. Mr. Scripps, if you guys need if you want rebuttal, but you just got to kind of hold a finger up or let us know if that is the case. So, again, how much has your campaign raised in this election? And who are your three biggest contributors? And the question I didn't get an answer for, how much have they given?
I'm trying to do the numbers in my head, and I'm not sure that I could give you an accurate sense. I mean, we have raised a fair amount of money in this election, and had a number of individual contributors, including a number of people in this room, thank you all again, as well as some other folks who agree with the message that I'm bringing of trying to have a government that works for people again, and not just the special interests. And so some of those are the Michigan Council of Regional Council of Carpenters and Millwrights, the operating engineers, and some other folks who represent working men and women all over the state, and I'm proud to have their support. The max that any group like that can give, and I would imagine it's the same for Kurt's contributors, is $10,000, and those two groups have given me that much. The max that an individual can give is $1,000. But I think, you know, over the course of this, can I have a few more seconds?
Sure.
We've worked to really try and attract dollars from the people who I would be representing directly and the people who live here. And as of the last filing deadline, I think 2/3 of our funding or thereabouts came from people who lived right here in Northwest Michigan and had a direct stake in who their representative was in Lansing. And I think, you know, there's the money in politics has gotten to a point where I think it's drowning out the voices of individual citizens. But I am pleased to have the support of so many folks in this district who have contributed what they could to try and get a better voice in Lansing.
Thank you, Mr. Scripps. Mr. Vanderwall, would you like a little more time to speak on that?
Well, of course. I thank
sure.
you, Alan, for that. I agree that politics is, and I'm brand new to the, I've never done this level, and I will tell you that I've worked extremely hard. I'm probably the old school type politician, and I've been doing it by knocking doors literally 5 to 6 days a week, and it's been the greatest experience that I've ever had knocking doors. I can tell stories. I should write a book when I'm all done on my door adventures, but it has really been enlightening. I've met so many great people, some that would write me a check when we got done on their doorstep, some that just couldn't say enough and handed cookies and water and you name it. But when you're out walking, no water. There's no time for that. So as anybody can understand, but I appreciate the opportunity to explain. It's been a great experience, and I'm looking forward to continuing on and representing you.
Thank you.